Welcome to Kirk's Picks. I'm Kirk McElhern, and in this podcast, I'm going to tell you about something interesting I've discovered recently. Today's pick is Ingmar Bergman's Cinema, a box set from the Criterion Collection. Ingmar Bergman is one of those filmmakers whose work I've not gotten to know very well. I've seen several of his films over the years, but hardly dented his extensive filmography. So when a friend recently mentioned a new box set released by the British Film Institute, the first of a series of four, I discovered that the Criterion Collection had released a much larger set back in 2018. This set, called Ingmar Bergman's Cinema, contains 39 films on 30 Blu-rays, whereas the BFI set will be in four volumes and cover 32 films. The Criterion set, described as the most comprehensive collection of his films ever released on home video, is packaged as a sort of huge album for the discs, together with a slick 250-page large-format book containing essays about each of the films. It's an attractive package, and this way of storing the discs is much better than the usual plastic boxes or cardboard sleeves. The set contains 39 films, many restored, from the 1946 Crisis through his final 2003 work Saraband, along with some 30 hours of supplemental features. For some works, it contains two versions, such as the TV and cinema versions of both Scenes from a Marriage and Fanny and Alexander. It does not contain all of his films, and the first BFI set does indeed have several early works that are not in the Criterion set, but it's fair to say that unless you're a completist, you really don't need to see all of them. However, there are some later films that are not in the set, so if you are a true completist, you may need to seek these out. Instead of the usual chronological order for the films, they're presented in a series of programs as if for different nights of a film festival. So it begins with the 1955 Smiles of a Summer Night, the first Bergman film to garner international attention, then skips back to the earliest films before hopping ahead to Wild Strawberries. You don't have to follow this order, but I find it interesting to progress like this because some of the groupings are thematic, and it's interesting to see the juxtaposition of earlier and later films. If you do want to buy this set, Amazon's pricing is a bit strange. The list price is around $300, but you can currently get it for about $150. If you're in the UK, as I am, you can get the set for about £140 as an import from the US. This price includes shipping and duties, which would ordinarily add about £40 or £50 to the price. It could be that the set has been remaindered or that Amazon has some extra stock. If so, this is a good time to get it before it's no longer available. It's region-free, so you can play it anywhere. The BFI set, however, is locked to Region B, which is Europe, Africa, and the Middle East. If you're a Bergman fan, or like me, just want to get to know more of his films, this is a great set which will give you many hours of discovery. Ingmar Bergman's Cinema, link in the show notes. Thanks for listening to Kirk's Picks. If you enjoyed the podcast, follow it on Apple Podcasts or in your favorite podcast app. For show notes and links to my pick, go to kirkville.com/picks. You can support this podcast by purchasing items via my affiliate links, or you can sign up for my Patreon and donate a few bucks a month. Tune in again soon for another pick.